As if airline flights haven't gotten stressful enough, here comes the latest twist. Forget about being pulled off a flight against your will or being told to urinate in a cup because the seatbelt sign was on. Now they possibly want to take away our laptops and tablets. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. The Department of Homeland Security is considering banning computers aboard flights from Europe to the United States because it believes terrorists could conceivably convert a laptop into a bomb. On my beloved MacBook Pro or iPad? Really? Tell me it's not so. The ban would extend the previous restrictions enacted in March on flights from 8 countries in the Middle East and Africa to the United States. The question that needs to be asked is, how will we survive those long flights without our devices? Because the last time I looked, a good majority of the passengers on my flights were doing things electronically, watching movies on their phones, tablets, and laptops, playing video games or reading, and some of us were actually working. We were going through emails, writing reports, scanning spreadsheets, editing photos or videos, and dare I say it, writing articles. Nothing provocative, mind you, just news you can use about the latest twists and turns in the world of technology. Now think about it for a minute. You're at the TSA security clearance, you've taken off your shoes and belt, and you're dumping all your stuff to be checked. Did the person in front of you take out a laptop? Of course. And the person behind you? Ditto. Computers on our lap are part of the way we fly, like peanuts and soda once we get up in the air. They do more than just help us kill time. They enable us to catch up on work in an environment with no distractions. Will we survive without them? Of course we will. We may even go back to reading paper books, or worse, talking to our neighbor. More likely, we'll be stretching every last minute out of our smartphones, playing games, reading books, anything we can do with them offline before the battery finally dies. But as smartphones get bigger every year, do we have to worry about them getting banned too? Please, no. That one we couldn't live with. There would be real, actual riots at airports and in the skies. Do you disagree with me? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. You've been listening to Talking Tech. Don't forget to subscribe to the show on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.